But it's time now for a Mills and Spoon. As I said, you can get your story, happy or sad, read out on Mills and Spoon. If you go online, bbc.co.uk/radio1, find the We Love Weekends mini site on there and just send your letter in to us. Here's Julian's story.
Dear Mills and Spoon, I met Tara while at medical school. She was a friend of a friend who transferred over to do the clinical part of her degree, and there was an instant attraction. We furtively glanced at each other for the first couple of months, and finally got it together after a Circle Line pub crawl during Rag Week. A year or so after getting together, I knew I'd found my soulmate, and that I wanted to spend the rest of my life with her. Unfortunately, she's a South Indian Hindu girl, so my mixed Asian parentage and Muslim surname, despite not being Muslim, means that in her parents' eyes, I'm almost the worst possible match for her. I decided to wait to ask her to marry me until she felt able to tell them, as I was sure that I was committed to her for life, and I didn't mind waiting. 5 years later, and my world has been turned upside down. Having spent almost 10 years to date training to be a doctor, I'm facing unemployment and the prospect of having to switch careers due to the junior doctor employment crisis. And my mother has been recently diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The job situation means that I've also only been able to see Tara, at best, once a week. Life has been pulling me in three very different directions. I've been unable to juggle everything, and after a magical week holiday together, we've now broken up. We've come to the conclusion, with everything that's going on, our other commitments are dragging us apart, and the odds really are stacked against us. We are totally in love with each other, and we do see each other as soulmates. But sometimes, love just isn't enough. Thanks, Mills and Spoon.
Forget about tomorrow there, Feeder.
Spoonie. Radio 1.
Radio 1.
We played that especially for Julian on Mills and Spoon this morning. Another heartfelt story read live to the nation by Scott Mills. We call it Mills and Spoon, and it will be here next Sunday just after 9 o'clock. Now, if you've got something that you'd like to share with us all, please go online, register, bbc.co.uk/radio1. That's the website. Find the We Love Weekends mini site, and you can just write your story, press send, and it comes straight to us here at Radio 1. Or you can email me personally. At spoonie@bbc.co.uk. Then I get to read it before anybody else does. Just check it out. So a few of you have responded to Julian's story. I completely understand. Our hearts go out to you. Truly moving. Keep pulling through, from Ali and the guys. And it will sort itself out. Have a bit of faith. There's something up there looking out for us all. All the best from Rich. And finally, what a sad Mills and Spoon. I am lucky because I married my soulmate. What a hard decision to have to make, from Nicola in Dumfries. So Julian, you're not on your own out there. Everybody send you a lot of love, a lot of support. And like I said, if you've got a situation similar to Julian's, then don't be shy, write into us here at Radio 1. And like I said earlier, we are looking for some happy stories, okay? The girl or the guy that you fancied for years, they went off and dated someone that you know, and then they realised that you were the one. If you've got a story like that for us, then please send it. We'd love to hear from you.